please welcome to the program. Always great to have you. Former Boston Red Sox and host of WEEI in Boston, Mr. Lou Merlone. Lou, yeah. How are we?
Oh, we're doing good today. How are you guys doing?
We're good. I was just wondering, did you get a chance to get your hands on the David Ortiz bobblehead?
I'm going to head over there tonight and see if there's any stashed away. No, that was a pretty interesting story. You guys saw the bobblehead, right? That thing is ridiculous. I don't know who made that thing or what they were thinking, but that thing was awful.
Well, and the take is this, right? So it looks like David Ortiz, his bobblehead is in blackface, does it not?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. No question.
But the thing is that they tried to, because he's got very white, bright, wonderful teeth, so they tried to make it look like he had those really nice teeth in this picture, and he's always smiling. But it really, I mean, they really screwed the thing up.
Yeah, it was, that first tweet came out, then I saw a picture of it. I can just only imagine, David Ortiz kind of opening this thing up and being like, this is supposed to be me, right? So, no, they screwed it up. They'll try that thing again. But it really, I mean, it's a bobblehead. It really shouldn't be that hard. They rarely look like the person anyways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Throw something together and give the things away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what now? What's the deal? Was it Ortiz that had an issue with it, or was it the president of the Red Sox that had an issue with it?
Well, they haven't really. I mean, I don't know if the Red Sox kind of came out with a statement. I know Sam Kennedy, the president, kind of was the one that kind of released that statement. But I got to believe that David Ortiz saw this thing as well. These things showed up late. Usually they're there a couple days early, but they showed up late. I think Sam got it, or I'm guessing maybe David just opened this thing up and said, this is ridiculous. We can't give these things away. So I don't really know right now who exactly kind of put the kibosh on this thing, but I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny because you read it, and at first, like, without seeing the actual picture, because you see a little thumbnail pic of it, and you go, well, this is, yep. Is this PC run amok again? But then you get a look at it, and you go, my God, how could they even, how did that get past any quality control whatsoever?
Yeah, absolutely. I heard some guys actually talking about it this morning, and it seems like maybe a younger generation doesn't really find it offensive because maybe they weren't alive during some of the times when, you had some of these shows and different things on there. But there's no question that it was the right move.
Lou, let's move on to the business of baseball. A-Rod is in town. Surprising. I thought he would have played yesterday. He did not. He was nailed to the bench again. What's your take on this mess with A-Rod, specifically because he's in Boston? You'd think, hey, listen, he's done Friday. You'd think he would have played yesterday.
My take is the Yankees have been done with him for a while. And I think, when you come out and you sue Major League Baseball and you sue the New York Yankees, but last year, I think they just thought they needed him. They said, we need his bat. So he comes back into town. They try to kiss and make up. He hits 33 bombs. And they say, okay, well, you know what? He's being a good soldier. We'll stomach it for a while. And it got to the point where they couldn't anymore because Beltran they traded away, and Chapman and Miller and Nolan, they moved on. And they're just moving in a different direction. He's hitting 200 with 9 bombs. They used him for a year and a half, and now they don't need him anymore because, to me, they could very easily keep this guy, right, and just sort of stash him and just, see if he gets a couple home runs. He's sitting at 696, but the fact that they're just going to release him here on Friday – they just don't need him anymore, and they don't want him around anymore.
Mm-hmm. Which, we were talking about this morning at length, what a sad testament it is, and maybe a great lesson for kids around the world on why lying will never, 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 never work out for you, ever. You're talking about the end of one of the greatest careers in the history of baseball, with no monument, probably. He might get a plaque, who knows? He might get a nice farewell video, who knows? He might get nothing. But I was wondering, he's in Boston, he's at Fenway, 22 years of playing in the American League and playing in Boston, and killing Boston from time to time. And normally if he's not A-Rod, he's going to get some kind of nice send off or maybe, who knows, something Boston related, but they don't plan on doing anything for him from what I understand.
Yeah. I was a little surprised by that because, you take away how you feel about him personally and the mistakes that he's made and just everything, right? There's a lot of Red Sox fans that don't want to acknowledge him whatsoever. They can't wait for him to get in the game so they can boo him. There will be no cheer send-off like Jeter Rivera. There's more respect with those two players than this guy, I believe. But I just felt like, the baseball, the rivalry Red Sox-Yankees, it's about the drama. It's about, the entertainment. That's what this game is. And he brought a lot to it. He brought a lot to the table when it came to those things. So I almost felt like they would acknowledge what he meant to that rivalry. But apparently they're not going to do anything, which I think they're just sort of maybe listening to their fan base, who really I don't think wants them to.
What do you make of that? Is that just sort of hey, listen, it's the person, not necessarily the rivalry. Do you think they should be doing some kind of tribute or acknowledging the fact that Friday's his last day in a professional baseball uniform?
Yeah, and that's where it comes out to, right? I think if you could separate it, the player himself, but what he meant to the rivalry, and that's why I say, like, I was kind of surprised that they won't acknowledge, just some of the over the years. I mean, it's been a long time. I remember the Boston Red Sox, there was a trade that was vetoed by Major League Baseball back in 2004. I mean, Alex Rodriguez was almost a Boston Red Sox, in which Manny would have gone in that deal. There was a lot. Nomar would have gone in that deal. Magdy Ordóñez would have come back from Chicago. So he was pretty close before MLB vetoed this thing. So they're pretty tied in many ways, and I just thought that they would at least acknowledge, the player Alex Rodriguez. You don't have to necessarily acknowledge or honor the man.
Lou, a lot of us here in Toronto always keep our eyes on David Price because what he meant to this team last year during the stretch run, and we saw him sign that ridiculous
contract. He's laughing already.
Yeah,
Lou's laughing already.
What's the temperature of the fan base watching the amount of money the Red Sox spent on that guy and looking at his ERA that's north of 4.30?
A lot of people wished you guys ponied up and paid the money and kept him, to be perfectly honest with you, at this rate. I can't figure him out. And, I was surprised because I do believe that, when a player leaves an organization for the first time and comes somewhere new, there are expectations, there are pressures. Just the familiarity with everything around him changes, and that first year can be extremely difficult. But I thought David was different, being in Detroit, leaving Tampa, being in Detroit, going to Toronto, being asked to kind of be an ace of a staff there and carry a team late into the postseason. And he came here, and it looks like he is just lost right now. I mean, and the one thing everybody gives him credit for is when the game is over, he is accountable. I have to be better. This isn't me. I will be better. I was awful tonight. I didn't know where anything was going. I mean, he's had those moments where at least you stand up and say, okay, well, he's not telling everybody that he felt great and he threw the ball well and he's getting bombed. But at the same point, we're 4.5 months into the season. Everyone's like, okay, enough. I don't want to hear that after a game.
Yeah.
Can you go on some kind of run? I mean, if the Red Sox miss the postseason, one of the biggest reasons is going to be because of David Price, who's making $1 million a start. Mm-hmm. No, people are frustrated.
Yeah, 11-13 is his win-loss record the team's win-loss record when he starts games, and it's not what you pay someone $250 million for, I'm guessing. It's interesting, though. You talk about how he struggled, and some other guys that have struggled on that team. You've also got some great stories there. Don't look now, but the Toronto Blue Jays in first with the Orioles. They both lose yesterday. Boston wins. You're only a game and a half out. Are you surprised because, your big free agent acquisition hasn't played very well at all, that you guys are still in the mix, still in the conversation?
Yeah, well, I think it really has to do with other guys. I mean, Rick Porcello is kind of giving you what you thought you were going to get from David Price. I mean, he's been outstanding, and Steven Wright, as long as it's not raining or humid, he's actually a pretty good pitcher too. But if it's raining,
we have one of those
humid,
here too, Lou.
Yeah, we got one of those. We got one of those guys. As long as it's not raining or humid or cold, should be just fine.
Or the moon's gravitational pull. Yeah.
Who's that in Toronto? Who's that guy?
That'd be Ari Dickey.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, it's just funny. The knuckleball. Are these guys like goalies?
The knuckleball can be a very capricious animal.
Yeah. It just stands to reason, though. We've kind of been through this with Ari Dickey, and I don't know if you've been through it with Steven Wright. Even though he hasn't pitched well of late, he was real good early in the season. Dickey, it is what it is. It's a guy that throws the one pitch, and that pitch is just full of hope because he's got no idea what's going on. And you and I'm sure you've had no problem in your career hitting a dead 80-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, that's the problem with Steven. He's kind of openly admitted it now. His next start is Thursday. It's supposed to be 94 and humid, so good luck. But we'll see how that one goes against the Yankees. And by the way, that's the game A-Rod is pitching. But, yeah, he gets to the point where, he's fastball. And I tell you what, his fastball can actually get up to about 87, which I think is even worse. Like, I play with Wakefield, and when he tried to gas you up, he came at you with about 78. So he was still below hitting speed. But if I'm a hitter and I got 2-0, 3-1, and I know he's 87, 87 is beautiful, right? Like, if you throw the ball 70, 75 miles an hour, I might get myself out. I'm out in front of it. That's like a position player pitching. But he's been great. He really, even his last outing, he was outstanding. And I think guys like that, and Mertens, Mookie Betts, Xander, Pedroia staying healthy, and obviously the first half of David, although he's slowing down right now, I think it's more of a reason why they're there. And the reason why maybe they're not in first place is because of David Price.
Is that all?
Yeah, I barbecued, as you know this, because we talked to you about it right after the Boston Red Sox signed David Price. I absolutely barbecued our organization for a good month to 2 months. But we've replaced that with 15 wins and J-Hap and a guy who could quite possibly be the ace of the staff on already the best rotation in the American League in Marco Estrada. So, all's well that ends well here in Toronto, I guess.
Well, I really should listen to you guys more because I know you were down on David Price. And by the way, at this point, you guys can have John Farrell. I mean, you can take him back if you want.
We don't want him.
I just in-game management right now, to me, and people can say, well, managers in the big leagues, they only cost a game or two. Well, I still believe you got to put yourself in the right position. He's completely lost in the National League game. I don't think he's ever heard of a double switch, and it's just frustrating to watch. And there's a lot of talent in this team. I know you won a World Series, but, you come in last a couple years in a row, and it's frustrating. So, you guys, I think you guys are on to something up there. I should listen to you guys more.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Lou, for doing this. You have a great day.
All right, guys.